The transfer window is shut. Everybody knows exactly how it stands now. We have seen 3 games already this season. Now is the time to do your predictions. These are the predictions that are binding. They will never change. Helping me go through this is the wonderful Addy Oladipo. Addy, give this the due diligence that it deserves. We've done a prediction video already, but what we haven't done in that prediction video is have some knowledge. We have information now. Okay, right, let's do it. Who have you got finishing 20th?
Burnley.
Still
Burnley.
You haven't seen anything.
I have, but I've also seen them concede goals. I think they've conceded like 6 goals. I remember the thing about them in the championship was
that they didn't
concede goals in the champ. That was going to be my thing for them. Like, okay, they obviously are going to play a bit different, but they weren't going to concede goals. If he conceded,
because they lost,
already,
they lost Trafford, they lost their centre half.
Yeah,
he conceded
3 to United. I know one was a penalty, one was an OG, but if you're conceding 6 and you've not really played the big boys yet. You're conceding a lot of goals.
So you think it's still going to be Burnley?
I still think Burnley go down. I still think they go bottom. Look, I don't think it's like last season where the team's barely scraped any points. I think it'll be tight, but I think Burnley get relegated and they're the bottom team.
Right.
Scott Parker. I like you, Scott. I'm sorry.
I've got Brentford to go down bottom. I think they're all over the place. They've lost to Sunderland.
Yeah, shocker.
They've lost to Sunderland.
Yeah.
Like, that is curtains as far as I'm concerned.
Yes,
it's a 6-pointer.
You're right. And look, they've
third week of the season,
they've got a new manager who doesn't know the Premier League, doesn't know how to manage, but they've got a lot of Premier League experience in that team.
They do,
a lot of Premier League experience. And look, I know they've lost Vissa and they've lost Mbeumo.
It's a lot. They've lost Norgaard, their captain. They've lost their manager Thomas Frank. They've lost a lot. They haven't replaced it with a lot. And I just think that what I've seen of them this year, I've been so unimpressed. Even when they've pulled it out of the bag of touch, I've still been so unimpressed.
It's a big ask losing those 4. When you say like that,
and they're bringing it, you lose your 2 top goal scorers, which is worth combined 60 goals for what they bring to the table. You then lose your club captain, which is he had a good scoring season. And you then lose Thomas Frank and you replace it all with Keith Anderson.
Yeah, and you lose your top goal scorer or second top goal scorer in Vissa on the final day of the window.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't even have time to replace
him. And just think from what you've seen of them this year, every fixture they've played, they've looked fairly unconvincing.
Yeah,
they don't quite know what they're trying to do. So, no, I think they finish bottom.
Okay.
They're done.
All right. 19th?
West Ham United.
Oh! Same.
No way.
Yeah, West Ham 19th.
I thought I was going to have to convince you about
No. I'm not convinced.
Not many people think they go.
I'm not convinced by the fact that they won 3-0. I'm not convinced by that. I think West Ham are bang average.
Not many people think they go, though.
Yeah, because they look at Jarrod Bowen and Pacatar and think there's enough there.
There's enough.
Yeah, and I get that. And Pacatar staying when he was heavily linked with Villa was a big thing.
Yeah.
But Graham Potter's useless.
Potter, I just don't get it.
There was a video of him getting a haircut the other day.
Why?
Couldn't believe it.
Why?
Oh, man, this is what shocks me. You know, you get those kids that sort of cut famous people's hair.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what are you doing allowing this to be filmed?
I remember Eden Hazard, somebody tried to put a Tottenham kit on him.
Players.
It's a funny one with John Terry when manager. He just wet his hair. Have you seen John Terry when he just wet his hair. Spray him for ages?
But a manager doing it.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
Like, what?
Yeah.
No chance.
So West Ham United, I've got them to go down as things stand. Where I think they may not go down is they have some good players. And if they were to make a managerial change,
that's
they have enough.
That's it, basically.
But as things stand, I've got West Ham United in 19.
You know what scares me about them? Just like them winning 3-0 the other day, he might do that all season and just survive. Remember Ten Hag was like, he's going to go, and then he won. I think they won at Goodison Park.
They do enough just to keep their job.
All the time, which I don't think would be good for West Ham.
No.
I think he'll lose 3, then they've got to win this one, he somehow wins it. But I think West Ham will go as well.
Yeah, so West Ham 19th. Who have you got in 18th?
Sunderland.
You think they go?
I think Sunderland go. I'm not fooled by this early season sort of start that everyone's having. It's early. I think when the games come thick and fast and they're trying to balance FA Cup, are they still in the League Cup, Sunderland? Do they win their game? I just feel like it might be a bit too much. They've made some good signings, but it's still a young squad and I think it's the most inexperienced squad in the league. And they've tried to bridge that gap by getting a few players in.
You're doing
big club thing here.
I think Sunderland do well. But I am impressed with the strategy. I am impressed with the players that they've brought in. I am impressed with the manager. I'm impressed. Like, they've made good signings.
Yeah.
You know, Xhaka, Adingra, they're good signings. And I think that they're good enough to keep them in the league.
I wonder about Xhaka, you know. I think it's a good signing. I always wonder when a player leaves the league and tries to come back and the pace just kept up with them.
It didn't though, did it? That opening day of the season.
No, of course. Everyone's going to fly. Yeah. Everyone. I'm not talking now. I'm talking January.
Right.
I'm talking January when you've got to play 2-3 games a week and the squad's not deep enough and the legs start to go and they just lack experience.
Mm, possibly. I'm fairly confident about Sunderland. I've got Wolverhampton Wanderers to go in 18th. So if you've got Wolves to survive...
Just.
That feels quite bold considering what we've seen so far. Like, from what we've seen... If you'd said that to me before a ball was kicked, it would make sense.
Yeah.
But from what we've seen, they haven't got a point 3 games in.
They haven't got a point. They'll get points. This is Wolves' last season.
Have you seen enough in them to suggest that they will get points? Because I don't know.
You know what it is? What I'll you've be honest, seen. It's not enough in them. It's by default, look at me and the other three.
Mm.
So it's not necessarily, you're right, it's a good point. But it's not what Wolves don't have, it's what the others, I think, maybe lack.
Mm.
And I'm going lacking in Burnley in terms of conceding goals. West Ham, Potter, Sunderland, experience.
Yeah. No, so I see the logic. I see the rationale. Got, the rationale is good. And my rationale is wild because do you know what I've done? I've got every promoted team
to stay out.
Surviving.
It just can't happen.
It defies logic. I
think it defies history. I think it might defy it Premier might. League history.
It might.
All three stay
all
up.
All three survive.
Yeah, so you're obviously wrong.
I truly believe, I truly believe that it's a very particular season and I've seen enough in all three promoted sides.
Mm.
I've seen enough in Leeds. I thought their 0-0 draw with Newcastle was excellent.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I've seen enough in Leeds. I've seen enough in Sunderland. And Burnley's tricky. Burnley's tricky. But I believe that Burnley will do it by
Scott
the skin
Parker's
of their teeth.
Run at Bournemouth. That scares me. The reason he got sacked and the reason Andoni came in the club.
Mm.
Like when we got beat like nines and stuff.
Yeah.
I just feel like he hasn't proven to me that he's a good Premier League manager yet.
Mm. Just for the record, it's happened 4 times in Premier League history. So 4 times in over 30 years that all three promoted teams have survived. So it's not quite as bad as you thought.
And by the way, it's not. And they're big, don't get me wrong, look, these are big, all Premier League proven experienced teams. But Sunderland, again, back to back to back.
Mm.
And you're thinking they're going to stop.
See, Sunderland and Leeds, I don't feel too difficult really making the case. I've got Burnley to finish 17th.
Sunderland were League One 2 years ago.
I know. But they really have invested well.
Yeah, they have.
They've got a good manager. Yeah. They've got incredible wealth behind them. Like, you know the family? It's that Dreyfus family. You know those French billionaires who actually, the girl out of Seinfeld, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is related to. Like, they've got money.
Mm.
So I feel like Sunderland are going to do it. I've got Burnley surviving by the skin of their teeth in 17th. Who have you got in 17th?
Brentford, skin of their teeth. Brentford. Okay. And look, trust me, you've convinced me why I feel like I might want to change it, but I've got them now.
Okay.
But what you just said there scared me.
Yeah.
Norgaard, captain, Mbeumo, Bissa, Frank, and then Keith Andrews.
If you did that to any team, if you took the two leading goal scorers and the captain out of any team,
if you took the two leading scorers
out of Liverpool, and then Van Dijk goes,
and then Slot goes.
No, don't win any.
We don't make top four.
Yeah. If you take the two top goal scorers and the captain out of any team in the world, that team struggles.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that you've got Brentford to survive, but it's very possible.
Yeah.
In 16th, I've got Leeds United.
I've got Wolves. That's why I've got Wolves.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've got Wolves in 16th?
I've got Wolves in 16th.
Who did you have 17th? Brentford.
Brentford.
Okay. So you've got
So what have you got? What have you got 17th, 16th again?
17th, I've got Burnley.
Yep.
16th, Leeds.
Okay, fair.
And then above them, I've got Sunderland in 15th.
Okay, I've got Leeds in 15th.
Okay, so it's all fairly similar.
Yeah, we can't. I think we've got the same teams just mixed around
there. A big shift for me from what we saw in our previous video.
Yeah. I think I had Leeds gone.
Yeah.
I think I had the three that came up gone. So I've at least decided to keep one of them in the league and I've kept the biggest.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I've got Fulham in 14th, which is a massive shift from where I was.
Big drop as well.
Big drop.
I know they struggled early.
They just haven't spent. They just haven't done anything. They haven't done enough.
Marcus Silva, good manager though.
Brilliant manager.
Good manager.
Oh, brilliant manager. When I'm saying 14th, I'm kind of saying that with a tinge of compliment.
Oh, wow. So if it wasn't Marcus Silva, you're talking a relegation fight.
They didn't buy anyone. No. Like, significant.
But you don't need to sometimes.
No, they've
kept hold.
I think
we're obsessed with, if you keep players, I think we're obsessed with, you've got to buy. He's probably thinking, I will work with the squad
again.
They
need to improve. They do need to improve. And they've got, do you know what was a little bit of an eye-opener for me? They played very well against Manchester United. They could have won.
Mm.
And they were the better team and deserving of the victory. But in the end, they were lucky to not lose.
Yeah.
And I think that's a bit of a worry, and I think it's to do with the experience of the squad. You know, relying on players, like, I think Iwobi's a very good Premier League player.
Yeah.
I think Smith Rowe's a very good Premier League player. But it's just not enough. It's just not enough.
Okay,
and by the way, I'm saying they finished 14th in the league, nowhere near the relegation zone.
Yeah, I've got them a tad bit high. I'll tell you when we get
okay.
there.
Who have you got 14th?
Everton.
Okay, you got them low. They're a shift. They're a shift. Yeah. You know, we've said that. This is the prediction.
I think I had them lower.
I had them way lower.
I think I had them lower. I had them down 14. Here. I think I had them maybe 16th or 17th.
Yeah, I had them down here when we did our video.
Yeah.
Now I've got them way higher.
Yeah.
Way because of everything I've learned from them this year.
I don't know. I know they've had one game. Is it one or two games they've had at their new stadium? But I still feel like that's going to take a getting used to. Grealish has obviously elevated them, but I just still feel
you've
like
you've got them too low. I'm convinced you've got them too low.
Where have you got them?
I've got them higher. A lot. Much higher.
Whoa!
I've changed. So the probably the biggest change in my tables from the one that we did pre kickoff of the Premier League season to now is probably Everton in terms of the elevation.
We've seen this before, mate. We've seen this kind of early season bounce and then teams really drop off. My thing with Everton is not enough goals in that team.
That's true.
There's not enough goals in that team.
There's not enough. Wait, there is.
No, there isn't.
There's a lot of goals. There's just not a goal scorer.
No. There's not enough goals.
No, but
you think players can get 10, 10, 10. I don't think that. I don't think
necessarily tens, but I think between up to 10.
Yeah.
Like I think Jack Grealish could hit 10.
I think Jack Grealish could hit 10. I think he'll get his assist numbers. I don't think he'll get his goals.
Okay, a lot of what I've done here is reliant on Grealish not only finding his form but finding his goal scoring form and almost taking the game by the scruff of the neck.
Okay, fair.
Being that
they
guy.
Don't have a number nine. They got that new kid in that looks just a bit gangly, doesn't he? I don't think.
In 13th, I've got Bournemouth.
Yeah, 13th, I've got Bournemouth as well, which is a bit of a drop for me because I
it's a good season.
I thought Bournemouth, Bournemouth, small club. I thought they could be top 10. But losing Kerkez, they lost their centre back as well, and it's gone to Real Madrid. Keeping Semenyo's massive.
Mate,
how's he still there?
Do you know when it comes to it with regard to Bournemouth and their aspirations? It's all about that manager. That manager is the absolute boy. You know, some clubs, it's about the manager more than anything. I'd say Liverpool, I'd extend that courtesy to Tottenham.
Yeah.
I'd extend that courtesy undoubtedly to Fulham. Mm-hmm. I'd extend that courtesy to these boys.
They're so lucky.
It's about the manager.
Mate, they're so lucky they had a drop-off.
Iraola.
He was going to Spurs. I was adamant he was going to
And he still
Spurs.
Will. He's still not Tottenham.
He still will go to a bigger club.
He'll go to Real Madrid.
Like that.
Go to Real Madrid.
Just like the way Hoyson, isn't it? Dean Hoyson. Just like that, he could
Look
go
at
as well.
What happened. He lost. So I've got them quite low here. I've got them at 13th, which is a huge compliment. Mm. Out of their back five last year, they sold players to Liverpool, Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain,
Chelsea,
and Arsenal.
Arsenal, Kepa Arrieta-Malaga.
So Kepa went to Arsenal, and the rest all went to the European champions, the champions of England, and then the biggest club in the world. Can you believe it?
Okay, yeah.
No, biggest club in the world in terms of house and
I thought you meant Chelsea World Club.
No, they're just so good, and it's all because of the manager. Yeah. So I've got them in 13th. Who have you got 13th? Bournemouth as well.
Yeah.
12th, I've got Forest. Drop off.
Big drop off.
I've got Forest.
Where did they finish last season? Six in the end.
Six.
Big
they should have finished higher.
So you've literally, that's a big drop. I've got United 12th. So I've actually given United, I've given United three places. I think they've improved three places.
Yeah, I've given them one above that. Yeah, I've got United in 11th, which is
United,
crazy.
United will 100% finish between 9th and 15th.
I had United prior to the ball being kicked. I had United, I think, 6th.
That's high. Why?
I felt like they'd made good signings. I felt like the Amorim system was going to work.
Is this the one that me and you did, or you did another one after prediction?
I think around the same time.
Okay.
I think around the same time. I feel like I always thought Manchester United had hit their rock bottom. 15th and losing to Tottenham in a European final was the you know, when they say you've got to hit rock bottom before you bounce up.
Mate, there's another rock bottom coming.
And because if they finish 11th this year, do you see the logic for what I'm about to say? It's going to sound crazy, but let me deliver
it. I'll let you land.
If they finish 11th this year off the back of finishing 15th last year, it's worse. I know 15th is lower than 11th, but the reason it's worse is because it's again being in the bottom half.
You know what my concern is? I was listening to the Gary Neville podcast, and he said the hardest position for United is the goalkeeper.
He said it's the hardest. He said it's the hardest position in world football.
Yes.
He said the hardest position to play in world football is the Manchester United goalie.
And who's this kid they've just signed?
From Royal Antwerp.
Dude, good luck.
But do you not think that Onana's still their number one?
No.
This kid can't be the number one.
No, he's clearly not. I mean, already in the season, he's been dropped twice, hasn't he?
who do you think's their number one then? This new guy.
This new kid. You don't make a deadline day signing of a goalkeeper.
Doesn't that just reek of panic buy?
This is it. That's why I've got them this low.
I mean, I've got them in 11th.
Okay, in
11th. It's actually fascinating, Manchester United, though. So I've got them 11th, you've got them 12th.
Yeah.
Both of us, we can't just gloss over this. We've both independently put Manchester United finishing outside in the bottom half again.
Again.
What on earth is going on?
So many issues.
And they've spent, you know, they've got a forward line of 250 million quid or whatever it is.
Yeah, who scored one goal all season. One of them's gone off injured and Sesko. Mate, the other day, they were losing and he brought Xerxes on and Sesko's on the bench.
Do you know where it looked desperate
to
me?
You know how bad that is?
I know.
Liverpool are losing and Isak's on the bench. Who do you think's coming on?
I know. There was a moment where they were losing to Arsenal and the two players that came on was that Aidan Heaven and Harry Maguire. They're coming on to rescue a game at home against Arsenal when you're losing.
He hasn't got a clue.
It's crazy,
isn't it? He just talks good.
Kind of my tactic. You know, if I was a manager and you're losing, you go, Harry, go and head it. Yeah. Go and win some headers and hope for the best.
It's like Newcastle with Joe Linton. And Arsenal do it with Gabriel a lot now.
It's last throw of the dice, not tactics.
It's almost like all the stuff on the board when he gets a little chalk is done. So close the book and let's...
Harry, win it. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So I've got United 11. You've got United 12.
Yeah.
Who's your 11?
Crystal Palace. I think that's where they always finish.
It's a good season.
Literally, last 10 years, it's literally 11th, 12th, 13th.
That would be a good season for Palace, I think.
Considering they've... And I guess this is very dependent on whether or not they can keep Gehi for the whole season.
Yeah.
I mean, if Gehi goes in January, they're captain.
Do you know,
they're
another club, though, where I would say, you know the conversation that we were having before where I was like, it doesn't really matter about the personnel as long as the governor stays. Glasner's the boy.
Glasner won't stay.
They have to
Glasner, in those press conferences, I've never seen a manager so like, if this player goes, we'll see type attitude.
No, but they have to keep the manager.
Yeah. Steve Parrish and the new owners... have to do
because I think Oliver Glasner is like totally good enough to go and manage Manchester United
easily,
isn't it?
He was heavily linked. Obviously, Leverkusen have just sacked Erik ten Hag.
Yeah,
they were offering him after Glasner. Quickly come in.
Do you know what doesn't make sense? How is it that Crystal Palace have a better manager than Manchester United? In fact, it's not only them, is it? No. Bournemouth have a better manager than Manchester United.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Tottenham have a better manager than Manchester United.
But we said it, don't we? We said it about players. Like, you know, when you see, like when I saw Semenya like rip past our midfield, I was like, how's he not playing for us?
Yeah.
How's he just done that? Yeah, do you know what I mean? So it's just the way it is with the... Who did you have at 11th?
11, I've got Manchester United. 10, I've got Brighton.
Oh, okay.
10, I've got Brighton. And there. Then 9th, I've got Palace.
Okay.
So we're all...
We're kind of there. 10, I've got Fulham. And 9th, I've got Forest. Where did you have Forest again?
I've got Forest low. I've got them 12th.
Okay.
Everything low from last year, though.
Yeah.
Like they were sixth last year.
Everything
I've seen from Forest this year, it's
scaring me.
Not having it.
It's scaring me. And what's going on with the owner and Nuno is scaring me as well.
Yeah.
Scaring me.
Yeah,
I still feel like keeping Morgan
feels
Gibbs
like a pressure cooker.
Keeping Chris Wood. I feel like there's enough there in that squad.
I'm not sure. I mean, there's enough there to stay in the league. And they made good signings as well.
They have.
They made good signings. But I just think that it's a volatile club. And I've got them potentially finishing... I've got them finishing 12th.
Okay.
I've got Palace in 9th,
mm-hmm.
which I think would be a great season for them. And this is quite low, I think.
Go on.
I've got Villa in 8th.
Okay, I've got Brighton in 8th, Villa 7th.
That's high. You've got Brighton high.
Yeah.
I think they'll do it all again.
I genuinely believe 8th, 9th, 10th,
11th... 8th might be Europe. 8th could be Europe. So you think Brighton get Europe?
I just think it's going to be separated by like 5 points, them lot. I think it's going to be that close.
Yeah, there's not much between them, I agree.
As you say, it's a Rizla paper.
8th puts you in the conversation now. This is when European football starts, which is why I've gone Villa. I think Villa get there.
I think Brighton looked really good against City.
Yeah, I did.
I think they looked really good. And I like the mix of young players. Remember, Brighton bring on these players I've never heard of in my life and then they get sold for 150 million. Never heard of them.
But
I like the Milner experience in there as well.
Yeah.
I think Matoma, you know, remember for years, we kept on saying there's certain players that could play for any club. I look at Matoma and I think he could play for any club. He could literally have any shirt on.
Matoma, I'm not even joking.
Go on.
Matoma has scored against Chelsea one of the greatest goals that has ever been. I'm not even taking the mic.
Technically, he's beautiful.
If Dennis Bergkamp, you know Dennis Bergkamp against Nikos Stavridis.
I remember the goal. Yeah, I remember the goal he scored against you.
Pulls out of the air.
Mate, I think he is
takes two players out of the game with a cutback and then bends it into the far corner with pace and accuracy.
He's fantastic.
It reminded me so much of a Dennis Bergkamp goal. Dennis Bergkamp at Filbert Street scored a hat trick. And they were all beautiful.
Is that the one where he does the knee slide and goes away?
Yeah.
Was it Ian Wright that said it to him?
One of them was right. Yeah, one of them was right. One of them, I think, was Seaman. And one of them came maybe from someone like, oh, God, who was it? Someone in midfield. Anders Limpos, someone like that, right? Yeah. But the way that Bergkamp took the ball down for each goal, it's like the goal that he scored against Argentina in France in Saint-Étienne. I think De Boer pings it, Bergkamp brings it down, cuts it and scores. Matoma's goal against Chelsea,
he's got that in him.
It's literally one of the greatest Premier League goals that has ever been scored, and no one ever talks about
it. Mate, he did something against City the other day where it even bamboozled the commentator, because the commentator thought he had a mistouch and he didn't. He just tried to touch it forward a little bit and then smack it. And I was like, once I kept him rewinding, I was like, he didn't mistouch it. He done it to kind of make the keeper go early.
He's a clever player.
He's so
brilliant
good.
Player.
That's why I feel like they might have
enough.
A mixture of enough. But I even like the way Danny Welbeck runs around.
But I've got Brighton in 10th.
I say I've got
them, which is high.
Yeah.
You've got them in Europe,
I've got them having their best season.
Yeah.
Like this is the this
Yeah,
is the,
I've got
this,
them having
this
their standard season.
This is the highest
season.
They're going to go. Yeah.
Okay. So in 8th I've got Villa. Unai Emery will get them in Europe again. Which is a bit uninspiring for them. They will be a little bit underwhelmed by that, considering that they were one kick away from the Champions League last year.
Yeah.
But I've got them finishing 8th. We could discuss the kind of season they'll have. Like, I think that they will, for example, do very well in Europe.
I think they'll be all right.
I think they'll do really well in Europe. I think they could win silverware.
They could win it.
They haven't won silverware since 93.
They could win it.
So I think they could win silverware. But I've got them 8th in the league.
I've got them 7th.
Okay, this is... Who have you got in 8th?
Brighton.
Oh, Brighton's 8th. Right. This is going to shock you. 7?
No!
It's a grand old team to play for. It's a grand old team to support.
Dude, you know your
history. It's enough. I think it's gonna happen.
Dude, you know I've never. We should do something on this channel about players that you love that never played for your team. I'm convinced Jack Grealish. This is all Jack Grealish.
Yeah, I've got loads of
this
them.
Is all Jack Grealish. This is nothing to do with Moise.
I've got so many players like that. Paul Merson, Ian Wright. Ian Wright up front.
I'm telling you. But you and Grealish.
It's a great video.
It's a great video.
Players you love who never play for your team. What a video.
Grealish. Yeah. It's something about him and you.
Grealish I love.
It's the short shorts because you wear short shorts.
I just love Grealish. I think he's... But I do also think he's a... I think he's a phenomenal player. I really do. I think he's one of the most...
You've got them going then, because when we did this video... What, July?
Mate, I had them below.
You probably
had them 15th or something. 15th. Yeah,
and you've got them 7th.
Yeah, Everton 7th, Europe.
It's wild.
Nah,
what?
Dibbling, Dewsbury
if
Hall.
If he does that, he'll win the Player of the Year.
England
and manage
and go with England.
Yeah. So this is them literally maximising everything.
It all needs to fall into place.
Yeah,
it needs to fall into place. Grealish needs to have the season of his life.
Brantford needs
Moyes
to stay
needs
fit.
To get it right. Pickford needs to have the season of his life. It needs to fall into place. Then in January, they probably need to buy a centre forward. Right? In January, they need to be seventh. And the ownership need to go, we're a striker away from something quite good here.
I just need to know what they're going to be like in terms of a force at, what's it called again, the stadium?
It's called
something, isn't it? Something wild.
Hill. Dickinson Hill.
I need to know what that's going to be like, because Goodison Park, I don't care who you are, you're going to struggle going there.
Yeah.
I just don't know about this new stadium. I remember when Arsenal moved to the Emirates and
they struggled. They're happy with it, though. What I think's interesting is, generally, when fans move, fans who go are unhappy. Mm. These Evertonians like it. And it feels like... I saw a great picture. Somebody took a picture of his seat at the new ground and he... put up a picture next to it of his seat at the old ground, and he's got the identical seat. I feel like they're going to have a good season.
We'll see. That's way too high. Okay. I've got Villa 7th.
You've got Villa 7th.
I've got Villa, which is more...
It's still, more, Villa fans
more,
will be,
more real.
Villa fans won't be over the moon with that.
They should do with their transfer window.
What, you thought it was a bad window?
I thought it was a bad window. I mean,
how can anyone... Do you know the one that blew my mind? Oh my God. You know, if we did worst signings of the window, how does anyone sign Victor Lindelof?
I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
And then, in a totally different way, terrible for a different way, how does anyone sign Jadon Sancho?
Terrible signing. And it's almost... And not an Emery signing.
Terrible signing.
You know what hurt me for them? Douglas Luiz, arguably their best player a couple of years ago, leaves to go Italy and then comes back and goes Forest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I'm there, I'm like, how does that happen? How have we lost Douglas Luiz like that? Do you know what I mean? Because of PSI, player. Not for me. They'll be happy. Ollie Watkins is falling off a little bit. Obviously, they weren't able to kind of get the Rashford deal done. Just couldn't afford him. I don't know what's going on with them. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure, but I think a seventh will be great.
That'd be good.
Had a nice little run in Europe, seventh.
Who have you got? This is where it gets very serious now. Who you got sixth? Which Newcastle. Is basically, who just missed out on Champions League football?
Newcastle.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah, Newcastle.
I've got Newcastle in sixth.
Newcastle.
Which I think's high.
Mate, I think St James's Park has always become the hardest place to go. It is brutal up there.
Mm.
And if they can keep that midfield, yeah, naughtiest midfield since Wimbledon.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Since the Vinnie Jones days.
Laurie Sanchez and John Fashion.
And Dennis Wise when he was there. Yeah, mate, I'm telling you, Joe Linton and Bruno and Tonali, horrible to get past. Like, it's the
and
only
Vissel will score goals. They've got a new fella from the German
Gordon
league.
Will do well for them. Back four, Dan Burn seems to be able to control it quite well. I'm not quite sure about the goalkeeping situation.
Do you see what Anthony Gordon did? What do you think of this?
Go on.
You know the ill feeling around Alexander Isak.
Shouldn't have done that, should he?
I don't know.
Shouldn't have done that.
Like, what he should definitely do. You know what he should have done? Send his mate
everyone
a text.
Everyone knows he's a Liverpool fan.
Yeah, Gordon. And he wanted to go there last year.
He wanted to go there. So it doesn't look good. As a Liverpool fan, everyone knows you're that.
In a way, like, I don't think any Geordie, any season ticket holder at Newcastle, any Newcastle fan would ever say, everybody knows that their mate's in real life. Text him. But putting it on social media.
You're making a statement. Yeah. You're saying something doing that. Like, he doesn't need a public backing. He's a big boy.
No.
Yeah, and you know the outcry. And not only that, you're banned for 3 games.
Yeah.
Or is it 2 or 3? Like, you're not in a good space right now, Gordon.
Yeah, yeah, just keep quiet.
But I love Eddie Howe.
I love Eddie Howe.
I think Vissa's going to do well for them.
Be fine.
He's going to be the main guy. And let's not forget, they've got Alanga as well. They've got Gordon. They've got a lot of pace. They'll be all right.
They'll be fine.
They'll be all right. So I'm getting them six.
Okay, Champions League spots. Who make it?
Yeah.
Go on.
Fifth, Spurs.
That's what I've got.
I don't know if I'm getting mad.
I thought I was going really wild here.
I think we are. No, I think we both are.
We're either as dumb as each other or we're both really smart.
I think we've been around each other for too long. Yeah. I think we're both a bit silly. Like, how they've gone from 16th? 16th or 17th last season?
Do you know what? It's a simple philosophy. This is my...
17th.
They finished 17th, but they did win.
How are they jumping 12 places? What's wrong with us?
I'll tell you how. I think football can be very simple sometimes. You appoint a serious manager, you become a serious football club. They've appointed a serious manager, they're now a serious football club. I think I really believe it's
not 12 places to jump. And look, you know,
Frank is worthy of 12 places.
Can they handle...
And a good window.
Can they handle Champions League football? As well at the balance. Remember, it's more games.
Yeah.
It's more games.
They can. Also, Champions League football's inspiring as well. Like, it will make them happier. They'll be beating teams. They'll be beating, I don't know, Lazio.
Can Van der Ven stay fit? Can Romero stay fit? Two players who couldn't stay fit.
They had a really good window. People are snide about their window because of what happened with Eze and Morgan Gibbs-White to a degree.
Ooh,
but their window was actually really good. Like, Palinio is a brilliant signing.
Good player.
Absolutely brilliant signing, right? Exactly what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Then, that Xavi Simons, exciting, young, unpredictable.
Overrated. Overrated.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But what they've signed is somebody who is, if lived up to the hype, it's going to be great for them. I think, and then do you know what?
I still need to see the forward line really do something.
Keeping hold of Romero was massive.
Yeah. Because he was all gone, wasn't he? Yeah. He was all gone.
Keeping hold of Romero. Yeah. No, and look, ultimately, I'm putting Tottenham in fifth, but effectively, 80% of my rationale is Frank.
No, it's not. 80% of your rationale is Postecoglou.
Yeah.
So you're basically saying...
They were good enough last year, potentially. Yeah.
So it's Postecoglou, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we're both I've gone as well.
Okay, who have you got?
Fourth is going to be so interesting. Who have you got?
Man City.
I've got City as well.
And I nearly had City lower, but I thought I can't... Do you know why I didn't put them lower? Not because I don't believe they can finish lower, but because I thought, I can't put Tottenham above City. That's mad. That was the problem.
Basically, the hangover from last season is still there.
They're the same
team. Still there. It's the same team.
9 out of 11 games they lost.
Yeah, it's the same team.
Honestly. They're all
It's funny because against Brighton...
When we come back, I think Man United beat them. And I think Man United are dreadful, by the way.
Where's it? Old Trafford or Etihad?
It is at the Etihad.
There's no way on this earth that's happening. There's no way. I know Ten Hag was able to do it a few times.
Did Amarin
do it?
Dallo.
Yeah, you're right. Ooh. Yeah.
I think Man United get at least a point.
Okay. City is all over the place.
They're all over the place, but they've still finished fourth.
Yeah, that's about to say that. They're all over the place, but they've still got the best manager in the league by some distance. I still think he is that.
He's not.
Who's better than him?
He's 100% better than him now.
He hasn't
got a better legacy. See, this is where it goes crazy. Is Mourinho better than Slot?
No,
he's not.
No, the gap's massive though in terms of...
Mourinho's not better than Slot. I agree with you at the moment. But Mourinho's
legacy hasn't dropped off that much.
He doesn't have to have dropped off that much for Arne Slot to be a better manager than him today. I'm not saying he's a better legacy. I'm not saying he's a better manager in the history. I'm not saying that his legacy will go down. I'm saying that as of today, whose philosophy, who's more astute, who's getting it right, who's more in tune with their players?
Do you think his time, see like Mourinho, where it got to a stage where it just ends and the tactics are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you think, because sometimes you listen to Slot, and he's like, my God, like he's just saying things like, well, this is incredible. And I just wonder if maybe that's it with Pep then. Maybe that your ideas just won't work anymore. Everyone's caught up with you.
I don't necessarily believe that. But what I do think happens to football and football managers is that it's such an intense game.
Mm.
And you have to constantly reimagine yourself. You have to constantly redefine yourself. You have to constantly come up with these brand new ideologies and philosophies to inspire, innovate, create. And ultimately, it's unsustainable.
And I think that's why Klopp said enough.
But it happens to
everybody.
That's
why Klopp was like, you know, I've been doing it for so many... And he just like... And I feel like Pep's missed the perfect time to walk away.
There's a reason that Noel Gallagher is touring the world now, singing the songs, and with his brother singing the songs that were written 30 years ago. Because he cannot inspire and innovate and create the way that he could. I think that Pep Guardiola is a true icon. I like him. I really do. If I met Pep Guardiola, I would be so starstruck.
Mm.
I think he's like a dazzling character.
Yeah.
But I also believe that his best years are behind him.
Yeah, and I look at that midfield as well, which is always the engine room. And unfortunately, it's run out of petrol.
But also think
Bernardo's gone. Gundogan's gone.
How long he's been doing it. Mm. Like, and think about how many people he's seen off. So he was at his best, arguably. He was at his best when Roberto Di Matteo was Chelsea manager.
Yeah.
Like...
Dude, he was at his best when a lot of these top managers now were players.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At some point, it catches up with you. Mm. And saying that it could have happened now doesn't make it disrespectful or even obscure. Arne Slot today is a better manager than Guardiola today.
It's a good argument.
He's nowhere near his legacy. Of course he's not. Arne Slot's not in the rankings for the best managers ever.
Because Pep was arguably, at his best, you could have made an argument and say he's top three ever.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? An argument. I don't know if he's dropped off to the point where Slot's even there yet. I'm not sure.
There isn't a Liverpool fan in the world that would want Guardiola as manager now.
But that's also, though, because of who he is and the battles with City. I don't think they'd want him anyway. Do you know what I mean?
But if you're picking the best manager, say you were just like creating a game where you had to pick the best manager today, I don't believe that it's Mourinho. I don't believe that it's Guardiola. I think
people
legacy,
would say Enrique or Guardiola.
I think Slot's name gets mentioned.
Don't think it does.
But Slot is a genius. Look at what he does in game. Three different formations in the same game.
It's incredible, actually, that isn't it?
Mate,
what he done with Gravenberch and Gakpo alone?
Coached his way out of a problem.
Yeah.
He completely coached his way out of a problem.
Yeah, we can't get Zubimendi. Like, okay, 1 second, Gravenberch. I'm going to need you to sit right there and do this.
They make one signing, Chiesa, 13 million quid, and they haven't got a midfielder. They get turned down by Lavia, they get turned down by Caicedo, and Slot goes, don't worry about it, let me finish my cigar, and let me redefine Ryan Gravenberch. Man City start losing games. They lose a few games in a row. And in that January, they go, give him 200 million quid, quick. Pip. Hang on a minute. Still got really good players. Why doesn't he coach his way out of the situation?
I need to see Slot this season before I put him above Pep.
Slot's going to run away with the league.
Don't do that. I hate when you do that.
Okay, forget the league then, because you don't want to hear that. Just Slot versus Guardiola. The dish runs away with a spoon, man. He's run up with Slot.
You know,
Slot
very,
will finish 15 points ahead
of
Guardiola.
Very interesting to see what happens when we play them. And that tactical battle.
Okay, yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see.
I agree. I've got City in fourth, you have as well. Yeah. Annoyingly, I've got Chelsea in third.
Why annoyingly?
Because I feel like we could have gone higher. If we had a better window. What I'm saying here is...
What do you mean a better window? You had a great window.
No, we had a terrible window.
You think João Pedro and Delap, that's a good mate.
Very good players players. But do you know why I would say it's a bad window? And it isn't really about the players that came in. It's about the areas of the team that weren't addressed.
Oh, goalkeeper.
If you look at the Chelsea team last year, if you look at the Chelsea team that won silverware in New York City, you go, right, how do we make that team champions? And you know how you do it? You go, easy. What we do is we go and we buy Mark Gahey. We go and we buy Donnarumma.
Mm.
And if we're going to sell Nonny Madueke, so you get the 50 million quid from Nonny Madueke, if you want to win the league, the player that you go and sign, Eberechi Eze. If you don't want to win the league and you want to make money, you sell Madueke and you buy Gittins. You're not trying to win the league.
Yeah.
You sell Madueke and you buy Eze, you're winning the league.
So I still feel with the outfield players you've got, like I look at Neto, Pedro, Cole Palmer, and I think Delap, although he's injured, I still think that's a really good front four or five. It's your goalkeeper.
No, you're not going
to try to get Mike Mann. You've literally, he was
argued
there.
Argued over £5 million. And do you know the other thing where it's a real shame, but this is also a major issue. Levi Colwill got injured, which is a disaster. I feel so sorry for him. But, you know, on the scale of getting injured, in the Kai Havertz way, you know there's a good time and a bad time. A bad time is today. A good time is a week ago, 2 weeks ago, because it gives you time. Levi Colwill got injured. Wesley Fofana is perennially injured.
And you still didn't get a big centre-back in.
We're happy with tossing Adebayo.
That's crazy, that.
And Trevor Chalobah. Now, look, I like both.
Do you think,
to a degree.
Do you think Gay would have come back?
I think we should have put it to the
because
test.
How you've not gone in for Gay when he was there for 35
Mate,
million?
If we wanted to sign Donnarumma and Gaye, we could have got them both for 50 million quid.
Weird, isn't it?
It's not weird because it's not what they want to do. They're not trying to build a best football team. If they were...
Oh, stop it. You don't sign Caicedo, Lavia, João Pedro.
No.
Fernandez. How much you spent on that midfield?
I'm completely right. You're not trying to build the best football team. The best. If you're trying to sign the very best, you sign players that are ready to create the best football team now. So Liverpool looked at their team. They realised that Andy Robertson needed a bit of help. They went and they signed the best proven left back in the league. Chelsea have a major issue in goal, major issue at centre half, and we go and sign Garnacho.
Are you still... 10 years ago, Chelsea get anyone they want. They're that attractive for me.
Yeah, well, I think we still have an element of that.
Do you still have that?
An element of it. I think
because I'm thinking about
these things evolve. Yeah. They don't stay the same.
You're getting potential, but I wonder if you're getting... Are you now getting best in class anymore?
No, we're not trying to, though. Yeah. We're trying to sign players who we can turn for a profit, which is why we can only finish third.
Okay.
There's no point in doing second. You might as well do who wins the league.
Very quickly, though, before we do wrap, how close to second and first are you points, you think? At the end of the season.
Second and third finish fairly tight. Second, third, fourth, all quite tight.
Okay.
First finishes 15 points above everyone. That's fact. Do you want a serious fact?
Go on.
The champions this year will accrue 100 points. They're centurions. And do you know what, Addy, do you know what? You're laughing, but it sounds quite bold. Can I tell you why it's not bold? Antonio Conte's team that won the league wasn't a particularly good team, was it? Marcus Alonso, Victor Moses. It's not a good team. That team, 93 points. Do you see why I'm saying that? I believe this Liverpool team can accrue only 8 more points than Victor Moses' Chelsea team. It's not a lot. That's why I'm saying centurions.
You know what it is? I know how difficult it is to retain a title. Like, very difficult. How many managers have done it? How many teams have done it?
Liverpool haven't done it since the mid-80s.
There you go.
Early 80s.
There you go. Pressure's on. And as you said, like, Liverpool have been a team over the years that we're like, we love those battles when we're not favourites. When we're coming up against Chelsea, Champions League,
the underdog thing, the Jamie Carragher point.
Exactly, yeah. We love those kind of games. We're not that anymore. We're now expected to win everything.
Yeah.
Literally, Liverpool expected to go to the final of the Champions League.
I don't think you're expected to win everything. I think that you are...
Oh, no, if anyone knocks us out of anything, we failed. If anyone knocks us out, Paris Saint-Germain or Real Madrid knock us out, we failed.
No, I think that you... depending on circumstances, but speaking broadly, you're right. If you don't win the Champions League, will be an inquest as to why you didn't win it. Who knocked you out? What were the circumstances?
Agreed.
But I actually think because of that, I don't think that you will take the FA Cup and the League Cup that seriously. I think that if Arne Slot, and obviously we know the answer to this, but if Arne Slot is sharp, and let's face it, he's a razor, he will realise that Liverpool's season won't be defined by what happens in the League Cup. It won't be defined by what happens in the FA Cup. It will be defined by not only winning the league, but how many points and what happens in Bucharest.
Yeah.
Budapest.
I think this Liverpool side now, I look at the midfield and it's a team that I do worry about McAllister's injury record, by the way. I don't think people speak about that enough. McAllister seems to play four
There's
games.
Cover though, isn't there?
There is cover because now, obviously, with Szoboszlai, with Verts,
Endo's there
Jones
if you need him. Curtis Jones
is
a very good player, in my opinion.
We saw that turn on Zubimendi to get the free kick. So there's cover now, and there's loads of goals going forward now. I mean, Salah, Isak, Ekotike.
No, you've got it.
It's frightening.
What if we're correct, and everything that you're saying is frightening and whatever? What does this mean for Arsenal? Arsenal finished second.
It means Arteta's got to go.
Do you think?
How many seasons? What are we doing here now?
That would.
If a new manager comes in, and it's ibs and buts, and wins it back to back, A manager that spent what you've spent. I mean, everyone talks about Liverpool spent, Arsenal spent. They spent well. He's backed them. They've been backed, haven't they? If you don't win the big one and a new manager's come into this league and just gone bang, especially when everyone said when Klopp goes, it's going to fall over, you've got a bit of an issue there. You wanted your number nine, you've got your number nine.
Because also, Arteta would have kind of got rid of the one challenger in Arteta. In Guardiola.
Yeah.
And then ended up still not winning it. There's someone else with it. And then what happens? Then maybe Slot moves on and then there's someone else waiting and it's never your turn.
Man, they've now got the cover of everything. Oh, if Saka goes, but Eze.
No, they've got the two.
You know, if Saliba goes off, Mosquera, who looked...
They needed the centre forward. They go and sign the most ruthless centre forward in Europe. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're still, by the way, kept Havertz and Gabriel Jesus and Trossard.
Can they do it? Like, you know what I said? I said Liverpool finish 15 points above anyone.
No way.
What do you think?
Not that far.
Do you think it's nip and tuck? Do you think it's all the way to the end?
Yeah, I think it's nip and tuck. I think Arsenal...
What, you're talking Man City, Liverpool here?
Yeah, I really do.
Both in excess of 90 points?
I think Arsenal looks fantastic.
Both in excess of 90 points?
No.
Only you?
I think only us. I think only us.
Mate, it's going to be huge. What a season. Mate, that is...
That's it. Yeah, Rory's gone wild with Everton.
Nah.
And we've both gone
Everton,
wild with Spurs.
Everton in seventh.
Everton is crazy.
Everton in seventh. That's crazy. Tottenham in fifth.
That's the wildest takes ever in it.
Mate, Addy, it's always an honour. Thank you so much for watching this video. Do me a favour before you go anywhere. Let us know your thoughts and make sure that you click the link in the description below and subscribe to Addy's YouTube channel. Fantastic stuff going on over there. Let us know in the comments. Do you agree with our take? Do you agree with our table? We've given it the due diligence that it deserves. So let us know your 1 to 20 in the comment section below. Ta-da!